This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome in, Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. A fat new contract for Matt Stafford. What does it mean for Kirk Cousins? Joel Corey, contracts expert on the show at 11. The Nats getting good news all the time, it seems like. Massive
Here
win
we
last
go.
Night.
Here we go.
Jason Wirth returns with a homer. Max Scherzer returns with a quality start tonight. Trey Turner is back in the lineup.
He is back.
They're getting healthy quick.
I need it. I want it. How about, first of all, I know we got plenty to talk about. The fact that Jason Wirth had an 11-pitch at-bat in the most Wirthian style at-bat of all time. That's what he does, by the way, okay? And he added the dramatics down in the minors, down on the farm. He had a couple of little base knocks, some bloops, some duck snorts, etc. That ball he hit last night was touched.
Missile.
And it all of a sudden breathed some life into this Nationals club. You get a hit. You get an RBI. You get a line drive. And they rolled. This is what it can look like, man. This is what it can look like. Oh, I'm excited.
We'll ask Charlie Slows about the two-run homer for Wirth, the 10-run output, Max Scherzer's return when he joins the show today at 12:45. By the way, Jason Wirth's bat flip was awesome. That bat may land sometime today.
What landed first, ball or bat?
Pretty close. Photo finish.
It's not too far.
Couple things to start with. Before we get to our A topic out of the shoot with the Redskins and Phil Taylor having been lost for the season, which is a big deal for this defense, I want to just pass along the notes on the Matt Stafford contract.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into this at 11 with Joel Corey, and at 11:18, we'll tell you what it means for the Skins and Kirk Cousins. But here's a shocker. The longer you wait to get a deal done with Cousins, the more other deals you're going to get done, the more the market for a quarterback is going to go up and skyrocket. And that's what happened last night when the market was reset again. It was reset by the Derek Carr deal, and now it's been reset by the Matt Stafford deal. Stafford has now been made the highest paid player in NFL history by Detroit, a 5-year contract with an annual average value of about $27 million per season, surpasses the previous record of $25 million per that Derek Carr got from the Raiders. Stafford's guaranteed money could reach $92 million. The offer the Redskins made to Kirk Cousins, that number was in the low 70s. For Stafford, it's $92 million. Previous high watermark, by the way, was $87 million for Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
As far as guaranteed at signing, which is the actual guaranteed money, there are two types of guarantees. There's real, authentic, guaranteed. You're going to get every penny of it. And then there's the fake guarantees of, you know, for injury, if you're still on the roster, kind of guarantees. That number for Matt Stafford, $60.5 million, substantially larger than the low $50s million that Kirk Cousins was offered by the Redskins this offseason. So it just shows you a little bit of how off their math was with their calculator for the franchise quarterback you want to lock up. Stafford could make $92 million in the first 3 years of the deal. But if you compare him and Kirk Cousins, Stafford is a guy that is every bit as good as Kirk. At times has been better than Cousins.
At times has been worse, too.
Absolutely. Yep. Over the last two seasons,
good player,
Cousins
though.
Is only 2 years as a starter. He's got better numbers than Stafford. But Stafford, who's 29 years old, was a number one overall pick in 09. That's one thing he's got going for him that Cousins doesn't. Cousins was taking 100-plus picks after Stafford in his draft class. 109 games in his career, though, for these win-loss people, you can't pay a guy with a losing record. Matt Stafford's quarterback record, again, we don't subscribe to this on the show, but because a lot of
because
you do.
Because it's nonsense.
I want to bring it up. 51-58 is his record.
Yeah, but go through all the playoff wins.
He's never won one. He's 0-3 in the playoffs. So the notion that you can't pay a guy who doesn't win in the playoffs, that you can't pay a guy who doesn't, quote, win games, which has always been ludicrous, is proven that way again because the highest paid quarterback is always the most recent good quarterback to get paid. It's not the best quarterback. That's not how it works. If it was a slotting system where it went Rodgers and Brady and then everyone else, we could figure that out pretty easily.
We could do that.
He has started every game since 2011. His career passer rating is 86, below Kirk Cousins' career passer rating, in case you're curious, by the way. But he will be making $27 million per year. Again, Joel Corey at 11, and we'll get into the Cousins angle of this at 11:18 on Grant and Danny.
I want this contract to taste like acid in the mouth of all the sort of, you know, tourist headline type talkers that say, does he win or has he won though?
It's not going
what about
to.
A playoff game? I want everyone to feel the shame that you get when you don't understand how to have an adult conversation about markets.
But here's the
That's
problem.
What I want. It'll never happen.
You want a realization and an epiphany today that, oh, I guess
that's how
was
markets
right.
work.
Right. That's not going to happen because the arguments you'll get instead are, well, Matt Stafford's better than Kirk Cousins. Debatable anyway, by the way. He's a stat compiler and a good offense on a bad team, a la Cousins over the last couple seasons, for the record, although the Redskins have been a better team over those 2 years than Detroit has been. But that's one of the things you're going to hear incorrectly. And you're going to hear other things, like he was the first overall pick, he's been the franchise for longer. You're not going to just hear, oh yeah, I do get it, that if you're good, 29.
You're just the latest.
Kirk Cousins, by the way, younger than Matt Stafford. If you get paid most recently, you're going to get the most money. There is still not a realization for that. But we can't fault Redskins fans for their lack of understanding and comprehension. The people that run the organization still don't get this.
Yeah.
And I think too highly of Eric Schaefer, who I think is a savant and a genius with numbers. I think he's the smartest guy in that building right now. I think too highly of the staff, your Alex Santoses and your Kyle Smiths, in terms of being able to link them to what has been a ridiculous last couple of seasons of how they've handled this situation. So I just have to chalk it up to Bruce because I don't know how else we can be this far into this thing and still not grasping how this market works and why going 1 year at a time doesn't make any sense. But we got a lot more time to talk about this at 11. The bad news for the Redskins yesterday was not actually this contract. That's the icing on the cake at night. What matters more this football season, 2017, are you going to win enough games to get to the playoffs? Can you win a playoff game finally? They lost their starting nose tackle to a preseason quad tear. We already knew Phil Taylor was going to be out for at least a few days, maybe a couple weeks. You and I were breaking down the 53-man roster yesterday, and we both said, let's assume he's in and he's able to play in week one because we hadn't heard back with an MRI yet. He's out for the year.
Out for the year, man. God, it stinks.
ESPN.com's John Kime broke the news yesterday. Taylor going to miss the season toward his left quad in the first quarter. Matter of fact, really early in the first drive of preseason game three, that 23-17 win over Cincinnati on Sunday. He'd been working as the starting nose tackle and was probably the most impressive, best revelation on the defensive line this preseason. So this is good news for a guy like Ziggy Hood, who was already going to be on the roster.
Right.
Now you're just more important to the team. It's good news for Joey Embu, who yesterday you and I had getting cut. For A.J. Francis, who plays nose tackle, who yesterday you and I had getting cut. I mean, someone very likely makes the roster that wasn't going to. This is the second defensive starter the Redskins have lost for the season. Phil Taylor up front, who had a great preseason and an awesome training camp, looked like he revitalized his career, and Trent Murphy at linebacker. Two members of their front seven are now out for the year. This is ugly for a defense that isn't that deep.
Yeah, personal level, it stinks for a guy like Phil Taylor, who has tried to work his way back, was, by all accounts, doing everything you're supposed to do. When you see news like this break, and every reporter to a man or woman, respectively, basically says, really, really stinks for this guy. You know what I mean? You could just kind of tell that this is one of those good dudes that got it together and was doing everything right, and then it got ripped away from him. It really is a shame. It stinks. I feel bad for the player, number one. Number two, put that aside for a second because it's a sports show. Sports-wise, this hurts the Redskins a lot. We're now back to the, we don't really have a nose tackle, and everybody has to do the filing. It's what I always call this. It's where, like, I had this internship years ago, and I was in a pool of interns. No one liked to do filing, but everybody had to do it for a few hours a day. That's what the nose tackle spot is. Without a pure one, without
and
a guy that really does
slide
it.
Slide over.
Everybody's got to, okay, hey, listen, second quarter, man. I'm sorry to do this to you. First and second down, you're doing some nose tackle stuff.
Well,
do that for a couple plays,
though,
then you get
honestly
to rush.
If they wanted to keep Embu, who's a true nose, they could have him be their nose tackle. Remember, they only use their base, 10 to 15 times in a lot of games? So you're talking about, you basically need a guy to be stout against the run a dozen times. I don't think you're going to get a pocket pushed. You're not going to get an athletic play in a sack like you got at FedEx Field from Phil Taylor against Green Bay. Joey Embu doesn't have that in his game. A.J. Francis doesn't have that in the repertoire. But if you keep one of those guys and you say, use your frame, your weight, and don't get pushed backwards. Don't be on skates and end up 6 yards into our defensive formation. You could keep one of those guys and then let Ziggy Hood and Jonathan Allen and Terrence McClain and Stacy McGee play a little bit more three and five tech at end in your 34. I'd be okay with that. By the way, I kind of like what I've seen from McGee. He hasn't done anything all that impressive. I've seen nothing of note from McClain whatsoever, to the point where there was a lot of talk. I was in the press box, and me and a bunch of the reporters were going over the 53-man roster. And there were more than one of the guys that covers the team every day that's saying, I don't think McClain's definitively on the roster.
Yeah,
he could
I wonder
cut.
What would happen in terms of dead money and cap
well,
and everything else.
It.
And it'd be significant.
I could look it up and tell you, but just know it's enough dead money that they wouldn't cut him. That's
right.
My opinion.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter now because you've got one less key piece in Phil Taylor, which is good news for everybody else, and I would think means McClain is unequivocally going to be on the roster. But here's the question about their defensive line, and Danny, you can answer this next. I'll give you my thoughts, and we'll take the calls as well. 800-636-1067. What are your expectations this year for the Redskins' defensive line? Is it going to be a group that is much better than last year? Is it going to be about the same as it was last year when, frankly, it wasn't good enough? You've added two free agents, McGee and McClain, and you drafted Jonathan Allen. They're still all healthy to go along with your holdovers, Ziggy Hood. Matt Ioannidis has gotten better.
Looks to have improved, yeah, bigger, stronger.
But let's talk state of the D-line here. How are they going to do this season? What are your thoughts on a group for the Redskins that might be one of the most important positions on their entire roster after last year when they didn't give them a chance to stop the run or play well defensively on third down? 800-636-1067. Your calls are next. Phil Taylor out for the year. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It is Grant and Danny for our pals at EMP 180 Weight Loss. You've heard us talk about them each week when we go for our check-ins, Jeeps. We meet a new listener or group of listeners or new friends, basically, who are taking this journey just like you and I have. We've decided to change our lives, and EMP 180 Weight Loss has helped us do it.
Yeah, you've heard how much weight we've lost. I'm not even going to stress that today. Our listeners are losing a ton of weight.
That's amazing.
And I don't want to get too deep here, but I was walking to my car last time I was at EMP on Saturday morning, and a guy stopped me. He said, hey, I want you guys to know. He said, you and Danny are changing people's lives. I said, listen, we're not doing anything.
Yeah,
you guys
we don't
are
do
doing
it.
The work. But this is a little community that we've built where mm-hmm. we're getting tweets and Facebook messages and comments from you guys as you're losing the weight, and that makes me feel really good.
I love EMP 180 Weight Loss, and I didn't think I could do this. I was, you know, I went in a little bit skeptical. Let's see what happens. I've tried a bunch of different ways to lose that stubborn weight around my waistline. I've got it done. I'm the lowest I have been since I was a freshman in college. You can do it too. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.